Hello, Sebastian Lacido. Welcome to 5 Minute Fresh Start. I'm in John 14, verse 12. It says, "Most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than these will he do, because I go to my Father. Whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you." Amen. And so this is these scriptures in John, really John 13 through John 17, is the Upper Room Discourse. In other words, it's the Last Supper. Jesus just didn't have the Last Supper and communion. He actually taught on the transition from him leaving the earth and the Holy Spirit transitioning into our lives and us walking in the Spirit. When we understand Jesus, we understand that he laid down his deity while he was here on earth and took on the form of a man completely. So Jesus never did a miracle until he was baptized by John in the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit came upon him. The Holy Spirit was always in him because he was not born in Adam's transgression. So the Holy Spirit came upon him, which is the power. There's two workings of the Holy Spirit. One is in us for everlasting life. It's like a well. The Bible describes it as a well. So we draw on it to grow spiritually, to grow in the Word of God, to mature in spiritual things. And the other is like a river flowing out of us, which touches humanity, which are the gifts of the Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit, teaching, preaching, and sharing. Now, at this particular point, Jesus tells us that the things that we see him do, so the healings, the deliverances, the raising from the dead, the casting out demons, everything that he did, he said, "You're going to do greater things than these because I go to my Father." And so we need to understand that it's not us that's doing this, it's the Holy Spirit that's doing this. In fact, when you look at Jesus' life, when the Holy Spirit came upon him, he began to cast out demons and heal people. Mary and his brothers, you know, I think that James and Jude were there. Both were brothers of Jesus. Both had Mary and Joseph as parents. And so they were his sort of half-brothers. They wanted to have a intervention to apprehend him because they thought he lost his mind. He had changed so dramatically. And so when we look at where we're at today, the church, individuals in the church, that's you and me, should be doing the works that Jesus did and even greater works. So why isn't that happening? Why are we here and that's not occurring now? And the problem is we're not teaching it. It's not being displayed in church on Sundays. We're not calling people up to the front and truly believing that healing they'd be delivered from sickness, both mental and physical, that God would speak into their lives. We're not drawing on the Holy Spirit. The church has put the Holy Spirit in the closet. And so if we're not demonstrating this power, if we're not giving examples of this power, the people will never learn how to walk in this power. And so when you look at this, I like in Judges 6, Gideon said, here's what he said, "Lord, if you're with us, then why has this happened to us? Where are all of your miracles that our fathers told us about? Did not the Lord bring us up out of Egypt? But now the Lord has forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites." And this thinking process that miracles are not for today is wrong. We have the same Holy Spirit that Paul had. We have the same gifts that Paul had and Peter had and the apostles had. We need to step up our education and bring revelation knowledge about what belongs to us and how we function in it. Anyway, that's our message for today. Thank you for watching. Please share, follow, and like, whether you're on social media or on our phone app or our website. And please pray about joining us as a partner. For $10 or more a month, we're at $25 a month or more donors to build a foundation so that we can continue to produce curriculums and give them away for free, workbooks and DVDs and books. We give it all away for free because we believe that there should be no barrier for anyone that wants God's word. So join us as a partner and share the fruit in that effort. God bless you and have a great day. Thanks for watching.